So hi everybody. We're back and
we're back. We
are here to, I guess, a special bit of bonus content for you here tonight. I guess I feel like I should explain before we go into this. There was a conversation a while back. I don't think it ended up getting put out into the recorded sphere, but I think I offhandedly said at some point I would love to see a story or a fanfic where Cersei hosts a reality dance yes. competition.
I remember this comment. Like,
how much do I have to pay someone to write a Cersei dance competition fic? And then Emily was basically like, my time to shine. So
this is from the mind of Emily.
Yes. Nah.
God help
yes,
us.
It is.
What? You have made this for us? This written, is such yeah, a surprise.
For you, Cersei my story. Children. For you.
Cersei yes. story written by Cersei herself. We're very excited.
Gotta get the news from the source.
Multiverse of Madness. Oh.
Yeah. So I feel like I should preface this with saying it's probably not canon. Life. Probably.
It's I'm canon gonna, in some
is it canon compliant?
I like the thought I mean, that because of that, the way you said that, in the fandom there are now two divergent timelines, one where this is canon and one where it isn't.
I haven't been able to figure it out what can be canon and what can't. So we're gonna put it in that probably space.
It's in the special box for now.
Yeah. Who's to say?
I feel like we don't have enough episodes yet to fit it in the timeline.
If you want it to be canon, it's canon. If you don't want it to be canon, it's not canon. That's it.
Until it is.
Until it is. Until it isn't.
So
are that from Star Wars fans? Ooh, got them.
Yeah. So we've got some. We already figured out our little casting shakeup it's impossible to get almost impossible to get all of us into one freaking call.
So a cast of 47.
Right.
So we won't subject you to that. But I think that we should just get into it here, Emily. If you'd like to start us off with the title that you have so nicely written into our scripts here.
Tonight we will be reading Cersei Thinks You Can Dance.
Oh, yes.
Hello, my lady. Hello, my darling.
That's actually public domain. I think we can use that.
Hello, my baby. Hello,
it was in Spaceballs.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. And that was our opening credits music. Okay. All right. We have this little premise here, but I think we'll skip over that and just get no spoilers, get right into it. And we begin.
Hainsbury, a town of nothing, filled with nothing, that I am now stuck in doing nothing. Blah, blah, blah. You know the rest. Shift to the villain cabin with Delia sick in bed. Tissues and the like litter the area around her. Nate tweets cautiously at the door.
Damn it all! Stupid, no good town with those stupid investigators! Not only have all our schemes failed, now I get stuck with the flu!
Listen, Delia, maybe it's best if you take today off from scheming. You know, have a little self-care day or something?
Shut up, Nate. You know what? I'm taking the day off. I deserve a self-care day for all the hard work I put in. You and Cersei can't figure out your own lives already.
Yes, ma'am. She's the worst when she's sick. I didn't think that was even possible. Hey, Cersei, Delia's taking the day off, so we're off the hook.
Cersei appears behind Nate with a crack of thunder. Really? Of course you'd be sick today.
Ah! I hate it when you do that. I kind of thought you'd be happy about this. You always talk about how you'd rather be at home watching your dance shows.
Which is true, and why she couldn't have picked a worse day to be sick. I'm all caught up on my shows.
Didn't you say there were thousands of seasons?
What's your point?
Nothing. Well, I guess you and I could do something?
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe go to a movie or a museum, play some board games, mess with the investigators some more. Delia usually comes up with those plans and would kill us if we did anything too outrageous, but something small could be fun.
You know what would be fun? Watching my shows. Or maybe making my own show. Come on, Nate.
Where are we going? I don't think I've ever seen you this excited about anything.
Well, it's not often I find things to be excited about. But this? Well, you'll see when we get there. Cersei and Nate disappear through a portal. Scene shifts to Carlton and Co. at the mansion, enjoying their first quiet day in months by cleaning up after their most recent monster fight.
Ainsbury, a town for the first time in months, seems relatively normal. Or at least normal as things can be with this group.
Boom! Suck it, Algy! I told you I would win!
Oh no, you washed all of the windows before I could wash even one.
Algy, you could at least pretend to help. You live in this mansion too, you know?
I'm not the one who summoned the giant octopus. Why should I have to clean up after it?
Maybe because you're the one who made it spray ink in the first place. We had it under control until you came around and scared it.
Well, what was I supposed to do? We're a group who fights monsters, and I come home to a monster in our backyard. Excuse me for assuming we're fighting it.
No, he's got a point, Briar.
Thank you.
Whatever. Rachel still needs to practice somehow, so maybe next time.
With what sounds like a bubblegum pop, Miriam disappears mid-sentence.
Briar? What the hell just happened?
Don't look at me, I had nothing to do-
Bubblegum pop and gone. Elliot comes running outside, Ginny close behind.
AJ.
I can't, we can't hear you.
No.
What page are we on? I got distracted.
Oh. Oh.
No, there's some kind of noise going on.
Or top of three.
Yeah.
I think that's three. Me. I think there's some construction thing going on outside my apartment.
Jess, don't worry about it. We can't hear it.
We can't okay, hear it. Good. Just me. Awesome. Okay. Anyway, Ginny says,
Carlton!
What the fuck was that?
Okay. Okay.
That was pretty close.
Okay. Here we go. Mr. Carlton, please, something is happening. Frank and Orville just disappeared right in front of
two bubblegum pops, and both he and Ginny are gone.
Kid? Ginny! Oh no.
Several bubblegum pops later, and Carlton stands alone.
Liza, Jack, anyone?
One final pop, and he disappears. Scene reopens with all characters present, sitting in a large auditorium. An elaborate thrust stage takes up the majority of the space, jutting out into the center of the auditorium, with instruments set up on a platform near the back. A long raised table sits to one side of the stage with three chairs already placed at it. It very much resembles the Dancing with the Stars stage.
Carlton, come on. I need you to wake up now.
What the hell? Briar, what happened? You disappeared and...
Yeah, I know. We all did. You're the last to wake up.
Wake up? Where are we?
Well, looks like someone recreated a very detailed version of the stage from a popular reality dance competition. You know, the one where professionals go dancing with the stars.
Right. Briar, I thought you said Rachel was getting a hold of her imagination stuff.
She is, or I thought she was. This is way bigger than anything she's done before.
Thunderclap as Cersei and Nate appear on stage. I definitely admire the chaos your daughter creates, but this isn't her doing.
Hey, we know you. Cersei and, shoot, what was your name?
Come on, man. It's Nate. We've met several times.
Right. Definitely am not going to remember that.
Algy. Bigger issues at the moment.
Right, my bad.
So where's your psycho sister? Lurking somewhere waiting to kill us?
Oh no, she's at home.
Okay, so then why are we here?
I was bored.
Great, but that doesn't do anything to explain this situation.
We'll get there. First, we have to deal with your wardrobe and makeup. You can't go on looking like this. Another thunderclap and the investigators are suddenly in full costume and makeup. There. That's better.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay. My, I haven't worn something like this since the mid-1500s. I must say I didn't miss the hose. You seem very suited for it, Orville. Doublet's even the same color as your usual coat.
Oh, wow, Orville! You look like a prince or something! And Liza and I look like princesses! Ooh, maybe we can wear... Maybe since we're matching, that means we'll be doing something together.
I don't think we're filming a Renaissance romance. Sorry, Ginny. Please stop imagining it.
Oops. But you never know.
Well, what about the others? Jack, Algie and Jack look like they stepped out of a 90s rap video, and Carlton and Miriam, well, if anyone's going to film a romance, it'll be them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Prior, have you looked down?
What the hell? Why would anyone make a slip this high? Oh, like yours is any better, Casanova. Your shirt is cut lower than mine.
At least you two look hot. I look like some gangster wannabe. I mean, who even wears a backwards hat anymore?
It's like some bad flashback to when Mom used to make us match on Halloween.
Oh, man! Why don't I get a cool costume?
Cool. Well, with that taken care of...
You didn't answer my question!
You still haven't told us what this is!
Carlton is cut off as another crack of thunder sounds and the investigators appear on stage. Upbeat music begins to play as Todd, the corn demon, appears next to them, microphone in hand.
Oh my god.
Welcome everybody to tonight's show. I'm your host, the vegetable destroyer of worlds, Todd. Let's jump right in and meet our wonderful panel of judges.
Attention shifts to the judges' table where Cersei and two others have taken their place.
Beginning our lineup, we have the immortal, all-powerful, and impossibly apathetic sorceress, Cersei!
Sup.
Next up, we have everyone's favorite hometown heartthrob, Mike the bartender.
You know, guys, I'm just so happy to be here, and just really thank you for having me on. It's an honor.
Isn't he just the sweetest? And finally, rounding out our judging trio is none other than Hainsbury's own grandma, Paula!
Oh, grandma I may be, but don't expect me to go easy. They don't call me the Simon of dance shows for nothing.
Who calls you that?
Well, no one, but Chester does tell me I get a bit overzealous when I watch on our television at home.
Right. Moving on to our contestants, tonight we have the members of Heinous Investigations. They may be able to battle monsters, but can they handle these monster dance routines? We'll find out tonight on Cersei Thinks You Can Dance.
Peppy music continues and then fades out.
Cut. All right, everyone. That's a five before we're back on.
Oh, sorry. There's a Carlton line I missed.
It's just connected to the end of Nate's line.
Yeah, it's connected to Nate's. Mm-hmm. Dang it. I tried to edit this the best I could, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Hold on. You're making us go through a dance competition?
What gave it away? The stage, costumes, or title that's vaguely reminiscent of a popular televised dance competition?
Well, joke's on you. I don't even dance.
Oh no. What will an all-powerful sorceress who is able to whisk you away to a pocket dimension she created do after that scathing declaration? She definitely wouldn't have planned for that at all.
Okay, so we dance. And then what? Normally these shows have some sort of elimination system. How literally are you taking that?
We've tweaked the system a bit, but you'll have to survive the dances to find out how.
I'm sorry, did you say survive?
And we're back in 3, 2...
Welcome back to Cersei Thinks You Can Dance. Before we see these contestants go head to head, let's refresh the rules. Our esteemed panel of judges will score each routine based on 3 criteria: quality of dance, creativity, and if each contestant survives.
Wait, Cersei, I thought we weren't killing them? Delia will be super pissed if we kill them without her.
Shut up, Nate.
Yeah, shut up.
Right.
As you know, each routine will have an added element to it to increase the danger and excitement. Who will they survive to face the judges and earn that grand prize? Let's find out with our first contestants, dancing the hip hop. Here's the brother duo, Jack and Algernon.
You the lasers.
Lasers?
Our first contestants will have to get down, literally and metaphorically, to avoid these lasers.
A hip-hop beat starts as Jack and Algy are ushered on stage.
Seriously, lasers?
Maybe they're harmless? Just a trick of the light, not actual lasers that would cut through us.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. Look out!
Algy shoves Jack as a laser cuts through where he was previously standing.
Okay, fine. Let's do this then.
Oh, that flexible body of yours is about to come in real handy.
A few minutes later.
Wow! What a display, folks! Let's turn it over to our judges to get their scores. Cersei?
I give it a 5. Just didn't feel the energy.
Excuse me? That was more energy than I have expended in years.
It feels like you were just jumping around out there. I didn't get the intent or story behind the dance.
Because I was jumping for my life!
Yes, anyway, moving on to Mike.
I just give him a 10. Really just super stoked to be here and just see everyone trying their best, I guess.
Oh, got to love that sincerity. And finally, Paula?
You know, I gotta agree with Cersei on this. It just didn't feel like their hearts were into it. I give it a 6.
This is ridiculous.
LG, we made it out alive. Why do the fake numbers matter to you?
It's a matter of pride, Jack. I deserve that prize.
Let's give another hand to our first contestants, Jack and Algernon. We have more routines coming up right after these messages.
Cut. That's another 5, everybody.
Jack and Algy rejoin the investigators off stage.
Jack! Algy! Are you guys okay?
Seriously, what is going on here? What's the point of all this?
Not sure, but I do know that there's no way out without Cersei.
What do you mean?
Well, I ran some tests while Jack and Algy were dancing. Cersei wasn't lying about us being in a pocket dimension. She must have created it to live out her dance competition dreams. Pretty cool, huh? Either way, we have no way of getting home without her.
Great. So what? We have to play her game and hope she lets us go in the end?
Frank lines.
Pretty much. So might as well lace up your dancing shoes and roll with it.
All right, we're coming back in 3, 2...
Welcome back, everyone, to Cersei Thinks You Can Dance. Next up in our competition, we have a special group number. Sir Elliot and Lady Liza, and Sir Orville and Lady Ginny. Together, they will be dancing a galliard, a dance which dates back to the 1500s.
Well, I suppose the attire now makes sense.
The 1500s? How are we supposed to know a dance that's well over 500 years old?
Don't worry, Miss Liza. I admit that I am not exactly what you would call coordinated, but luckily this particular style is not too terribly difficult. I can guide you through the steps, although I'm not sure how to help Orville and Ginny.
I can read your thoughts and match the pattern.
Actually know this dance. I went through a princess phase when I was younger to the point where I learned some dances. I was hoping one day to be swept off my feet by some handsome prince.
Ginny, please stop thinking about romance.
Oops. Sorry, again.
Well, it looks like we should be fairly well suited then. This dance is also very forgiving if you accidentally fall out of step. You can just hop right back on the beat.
Let's hope these dancers are sure of foot. They will have to land every step precisely or risk falling into the void portals placed just below the dance floor. One misstep could result in an eternity of torment.
Oh, perhaps I spoke too soon.
And here they are, dancing the galliard, Sir Elliot and Lady Liza and Sir Orville and Lady Ginny.
Renaissance music begins and the four are transported onto stage. Portals begin to appear on the feet of the dancers, creating small platforms just big enough to land the dance steps. Liza is doing surprisingly well, to an almost impossible level.
I'm doing it. I don't know how, but my feet just somehow know where to step.
Remarkable. I wonder if there's some sort of magic at play here, something in the costumes Cersei put on us, perhaps.
Dr. Quaid, I really need you to focus on the steps.
What? Oh, right, yes, of course. My apologies. I must have become distracted. Ah!
Elliot misses a step and begins to fall towards the void.
Elliot!
We don't have sound effects here.
An excellent display of Orville's telekinetic powers, saving Elliot from assured misery.
Thank you, Orville. That would have been quite terrible.
Don't mention it.
He really is a knight in shining armor.
The dance concludes, and the four are brought before the judges.
My, what an exciting routine! Who would have guessed given the style of dance? Paula, what do you think?
Well, Orville's rescue of Elliot definitely added some style. I will have to take points off for that misstep. It's a 7 for me.
Mike, your score?
Yeah, the partnerships were beautiful. For sure a 10.
2 10s in a row. You are a generous one. And Cersei?
Fairly well executed. And that dramatic flair of Elliot falling is exactly the excitement I look for in these routines. An 8 for me.
Excellent! Well, there you have it, folks. 2 routines down and 2 to go. No deaths yet, but the night is still young.
And cut. Another 5, everyone.
Elliot, Liza, Orville, and Jenny rejoin the others.
That was so great, you guys. We really wowed those judges. And Liza, you were a natural.
Thanks. I really don't know what came over me. It's like my feet just instinctively knew where to go.
Not to burst your bubble, but you do remember this isn't actually a dance competition, right? Cersei is just playing with us.
You're right, Miss Pryor, but I think it might be more than that. I think Cersei may want this competition to feel real. Miss Liza, may I inspect your shoes, please?
Okay. Kind of a weird thing to ask, but...
No, I didn't mean it like that. Oh dear, just watch them.
Elliot places the shoes on the ground.
Stop, you need to be stopped.
My Tarantino moment.
Oh no. Directed by a man who likes feet.
Anyway, on that note,
Elliot places the shoes on the ground and they begin to dance on their own.
Oh, wow. So the shoes must be enchanted with the dance steps or something.
Must have been what Cersei meant when she said she had planned for our lack of dancing skills.
I wonder what that means for us.
Places, everyone. We're back on in 3, 2.
We're down to our final 2 routines here on Cersei Thinks You Can Dance. And don't you worry, folks, we still have a remarkable evening ahead of us. Here to show us how to tango, let's welcome Carlton and Miriam.
Oh, God, tango?
I guess that explains the outfits.
Now, the tango is known for its fiery, passionate nature. It's fiery and passionate nature, wow. And tonight, this dance floor is going to be the... Oh, and tonight this dance floor is going to be hot, one way or another. Based on the amount of passion coming from the dancers, the lava which lies below the floor may erupt forth to heat the room up for them. More passion means less lava spewing. Have your partners close, folks. It's about to get hot. With Miriam and Carlton dancing the tango!
You got this!
Yes! Tango
music begins, and Miriam and Carlton appear on stage. They immediately start dancing, not of their own accord. The steps are correct, but lack any emotion. Carlton and Miriam are noticeably staying as far apart as their enchanted clothes will allow.
I guess the kid was right about the clothes being enchanted. At least we don't have to worry about that.
Right now, it's just the lava and impending death. No worries at all.
As she speaks, lava spurts up next to their feet.
What do they mean by passion anyway? Isn't doing the dance passionate enough?
How am I supposed to know? Hey, watch it!
Carlton pulls Miriam against him to avoid a lava spurt just behind her. One of the lava pits closes up.
Hey, it closed up again. I guess being closer together counts as passionate.
Okay, so what else?
Lava bursts up next to them, the steam causing them to look away. They look back and lock eyes. Another lava spurt closes.
There goes another one.
All right, so being close and eye contact, what's next?
Oh God, no. I think I know, but you're not going to like it.
Don't you dare.
I can't control it. Apparently these clothes think it's the only way to end a tango.
As the music ends, Carlton dips Miriam dramatically.
Okay, the music stopped. You can pull me up.
I wish I could. These damn costumes don't agree.
Incredible! I don't know about you folks, but I certainly felt that heat. And I'm not referring to the lava.
As Todd speaks, the clothes relax, and Carlton can pull Miriam upright.
Oh, that's agreed. Never speak of this again.
Agreed.
Mike, let's start with you.
Well, I mean, I'm absolutely blown away. 10 out of 10, no doubt in my mind.
Three tens. My, what an interesting judge you have there. Cersei?
If I didn't know any better, I'd say there was some real passion between you two. Maybe even attraction.
There isn't.
Right. Well, either way, it was a 9 for me.
I agree. The sexual tension is palpable. And from you, Paula.
Oh, it was like looking into the past. Chester and I used to dance like that all the time, if you know what I mean. Took you a minute to get there, though, so 9 from me.
Great.
Oh, Chester.
Oh, great. Well, that leaves us with only one final dancer. Don't turn away, folks. We'll be right back on Cersei Thinks You Can Dance.
But this is our last 5, folks. Wow, I feel so empowered. Delia never lets me direct anything.
Shut up, Nate!
There it is.
Carlton and Miriam rejoin the group.
Well, well, well. That was quite the display you put on there. I might just have to agree with Cersei's attraction assessment.
Algie, if you don't shut up, I'll show you just how quickly a stiletto heel can become a weapon.
Right? Jeez!
Algie's not wrong, though. You two looked totally in love out there.
Can we just try and figure out what's coming next? Frank must be the last dancer, and I assume the awards will come after. We should be ready because who knows what kind of prizes Cersei has in store. Frank, any ideas?
Well, not now. I'm trying to come up with a plan for my dance.
But you don't even know what style you're doing yet.
I know, so I have to be prepared for anything.
It looks like we're out of time anyways.
Coming back, everyone. Final dance in 3, 2...
And we're back with our final dance for the evening. Dancing contemporary will be Frank. Let's see if he can wow the judges.
Contemporary? Oh man, I didn't prepare anything for that.
Music begins, along with various metal bangings and small efforts from Frank. And he, as he creates his interpretation of contemporary dance.
Cersei, I notice you don't have any tricks for Frank, nor is he dressed in your enchanted costumes. Did I miss something?
Nah, I figured contemporary was weird enough without adding to it. Besides, I didn't want to stifle Frank's creativity. More banging and efforts as the music gradually comes to an end.
Ta-da!
Moment of silence as everyone takes in what just happened, followed by massive applause and cheers.
I have no words. Judges, let's get right to you. Paula.
Wow. Just wow. I'm speechless. 10. Absolutely. Bravo.
And Mike?
I gotta be honest, man. You changed me today. Frank, if I could give you 1,000, I would. 10.
It's not a huge surprise there, but still. And finally, Cersei.
Frank, you went above and beyond anything I could have hoped for. In all my millennia, I don't think I've ever seen something so beautiful. I can go into the next eternity's content, knowing I was here today to witness this. You get a 10 from me.
A perfect score! Now that is the way to finish a competition! Up next, the awards ceremony! Take a look at these replays of each dance before casting your vote.
Replays are on. Let's set up for the finale.
Okay, how the hell did he get a perfect score?
Miss Liza, you all right?
You know, I can't even be mad about losing to him. That was something else.
I didn't know it was possible for a human being to do something like that.
Sure, Frank's human at this point. Either way, we have to snap out of it. Focus on figuring how to get back. I, for one, don't want to get stuck in Cersei's dancing funhouse forever.
But didn't Frank say there was no way out without Cersei?
Yeah, but there's gotta be something. Hey, kid, maybe your half knows what's going on.
Well, it's possible, but I highly doubt it. Besides, I haven't felt so much as a stir from him, me, Silas, in the time we've been here. As I recall, he's obstinately opposed to dancing, so it seems he may have purposefully cut himself off for the time being.
Oh, great. The one time we can actually use his help.
Maybe we just have to play along with her game. Then after the award ceremony, she'll transport us all home?
Sure. Or she'll wipe us from existence entirely.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think Cersei would want to put up with Delia's complaining over how she wanted to be the one to kill us.
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out.
Places for the final award ceremony. Replays ending in 3, 2.
Weren't those dances just amazing? Such an exciting night. Let's bring all our dancers back up on stage as we tally the final votes.
Flourish noise as the investigators are brought back on stage.
Excellent. Now the moment you've been waiting for. The votes are in. And the grand prize goes to Cersei by a unanimous vote.
Cersei? But she didn't even compete!
No, but it is my show. Why would I not win?
Touché.
And that's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next time for Cersei Thinks You Can Dance!
Peppy music plays and then fades. The investigators are left with Cersei and Nate.
Wait, so what was the grand prize you kept going on about?
This was. I won from the start by getting to run this competition. I mean, I've been wanting to do it for a while, but never had such a captive audience as this before. Though, putting dancing into written word was tricky.
What are you talking about?
Right. Oh, what, you really don't know about them? Yeah, Frank gets it. Anyways, I appreciate your participation.
You didn't exactly leave us much choice.
Same difference. Now, I'll return you to your boring lives. I'm sure we'll see you again once Delia cooks up another awful scheme. Later.
Bye!
No, I have so many questions!
Big bubblegum pop, and the investigators are back at the mansion in their normal clothes.
So, that did actually just happen, right?
Oh, right, Rachel's here. I got it.
There you are. I went inside to get more water, and when I came back, you were gone. I thought that you had gone off to investigate some new crazy thing.
Rachel, honey, how long have we been gone?
About an hour. Why?
The perfect episode length.
Crack of thunder as we shift to villain crew.
Wow, that was actually kind of fun. Let's just not tell Delia, okay?
Not tell Delia what?
It took Nate to get you more tissues.
Yeah! Who knew a trip to the store could be so fun?
Whatever. While you two were off, I came up with our next plan to take down those stupid investigators. Come on!
Yeah, no, really, that was freaking awesome. So
I know, wow. Emily wrote this, but boy, it really felt like I wrote this.
This was so
like, Frank is an amazing dancer. Todd shows up as an announcer. Frank gets a third wall, a fourth wall, best break, breaking best friend. Holy shit. A
classic whodunit.
I loved this so much. This was so good.
It was freaking amazing. I remember reading this and being like, this is an episode. This is basically our same level of
ridiculous. Amazing. I love it so
much. Yeah. Emily, wonderful. You were amazing. And I know we're running out of time on this call, so I just want to say, yes, seriously, thank you, Emily. And thanks for everyone here who showed up. You know, Naomi, yes. David, Dio, Twan, yes. Meg the Egg, AJ, Lena, And obviously, Emily and special guest BJ, you did an amazing,
my fantastic job. I'll give it a 10.
Fantastic move.
Oh, stop. It was amazing. Please continue.
Let us know on our social media if you want to hear more of these weird, maybe canon, who knows episodes. Bye, y'all.
Come on, ladies.